right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Thou mayst take Captain Solo and transport him unto Jabba once Skywalker has arrived and captured Ben. Say, is this clear?
Tis, my lord, but Solo is no good to me should
cut.
He be...
Cut.
You gotta do the Fett voice, to,
no, son.
What does Fett sound like? I'm not doing a Fett voice.
Oh, my God.
You want me to read it? I'm reading it.
He's no good to me dead.
Thou mayst take Captain Solo and transport him unto Jabba once Skywalker has arrived and captured Ben. Say, is this clear?
Tis, my lord, but Solo is no good to me should he be dead upon delivery. He hath been tortured severely in the last hour. Tis well, but I prithee do not kill the man ere I do deliver him to Jabba.
No harm beyond undoing shall he bear.
Lord Vader, do I comprehend this fully? Thou shalt surrender Han unto this man, this bounty hunter here? So what is next? I prithee tell me, what shall happen to both Leia and the Wookiee?
Thou mayst take Captain Solo and transport him unto Jabba once Skywalker has arrived and captured Ben. Say, is this clear?
Tis, my lord, but Solo is no good to me should he be dead upon delivery. He hath been tortured severely in this last hour. Tis well, but I prithee do not kill the man ere I deliver him to Jabba.
No harm beyond undoing shall he bear.
Lord Vader, do I comprehend this fully? Thou shalt surrender Han unto this man, this bounty hunter here? So what is next? I prithee tell me, what shall happen to both Leia and the Wookiee?
Never shall they leave this city.
This doth push the bounds too far. Imprisonment was never a condition of the bargain we did make, and 'twas not in the plan to hand over Han unto this bounty
Mayhap
hunter.
Mayhap thou dost think thou hast unfairly treated Ben?
A threat in his voice and aspect. Nay, for I shall model flexibility.
Tis well. 'Twould be a pity should I feel it necessary to retain a full and armored garrison in Bespin.
He orders what he will sans sense or rhyme. This deal is worse becoming all the time.
Well, I know what we're not good at. Well, what I'm not good at.
One of us.
Statistically speaking.
One of us in this room.
That's correct.
Is not an actor.
One of us cannot summon the Boba Fett voice for the two lines that you had in the bit.
Sorry, my Christian Bale voice changer was unavailable at the moment.
You just put a little gravel in your voice.
There's a little gravel in the
voice.
He's
no good to me dead.
No good to me dead.
Of course, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Woo!
Episode 322.
Not a mile.
Tis not a milestone.
Tis not a milestone.
Doth yonder bear this episode.
And why?
What he said.
And why, may you ask, are we calling it that?
Because it's not a milestone. However, next week.
Next week is a milestone.
Next week would mark the 8-year anniversary of this fine
institution.
We hope you call fine.
This fine institution of geekery.
This institution of geek bedlam.
Okay.
Geek bedlam. I'll take that. All right.
Comedy. Comedy news dispersion.
Sure.
Comedy news dispersion.
Are we not like the Daily Show of geek news, kind of, in a way?
We're kind of like the Geek Runs is really what it is. It's
the Geek Runs?
Yeah. You know, the shits. The green apple splatters.
That's a terrible thing to say about us.
Yes, I know.
It's awful.
We've been self-deprecating for 8 years.
That's a little low even for us.
Oh, I apologize.
Just calling us shit.
my bad.
Just saying.
Wow.
So, of course, we opened today's show with an excerpt of the freshly released book, William Shakespeare's The Empire Striketh Back.
That's right.
By Ian Doucher. I'm sorry. Doescher. What is it?
Spell that again.
Doescher.
Is it Doscher? It's even hard to pronounce in German.
I believe it's Doscher.
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 Doscher. Doscher is funny. And this is called Star Wars Part the Fifth.
Yes. So, right.
So it is, like you heard us talk about last time one of these came out from quirkbooks.com and Lucas Books. It is a Shakespeare iambic pentameter version of The Empire Strikes Back.
Lovely.
I only hope that we get to the prequel episode Shakespeare's because those will be just hysterically fun to try to do.
Oh gosh.
Those will be so good.
Who gets to play Jar Jar?
You do.
Oh, lovely. I'll start practicing now.
I'm just imagining him. Yeah. Misa wants to get rid of this.
That may very well be how I read it.
Misa no believe. Yeah.
Misa if, think if.
Misa no think if. This.
Well, you're just auditioning for the part now, scapegoat.
Yeah,
and
no.
You're doing a fine job, I might add. So we'll keep that in consideration.
Oh, God.
Yes, thank you. We'll call you.
That's right. I'll put your people in touch with our people.
There you go.
Put him on the keep pile. I like the cut of his jib.
So Star Wars. We might as well get into it, right?
I mean, yeah,
probably.
Might as well.
Is that the biggest news this week?
Isn't there a news? Oh, that's right.
Is that the biggest news this week?
That's probably the biggest news.
Because there's some pretty big things that happened this week, I think.
Well, so let's just start with this. So it has been announced by Disney that Star Wars Episode 7 will begin filming in May.
In May.
Did they actually say it was going to be on May the 4th?
I don't know that they said that.
In the real news, which this made the actual real news, they said that they wanted to let us know that it's very special to begin shooting a Star Wars film in May because, as you may or may not know, the Star Wars fan holiday, May the 4th Be With You, also appears in May. Does it? Of course it does. So that they wanted to tie that together somehow, that we're all sweating it. Does it say the specific day?
I don't see May the 4th.
Just May, right? Yeah. So I think what we can expect next from this now is they have to let one casting something loose.
I would say within the next handful of weeks, we've got to find out some casting news. I mean, we heard some unofficial Carrie Fisher news, what, a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Yep, that she was on her way over to settle in.
Yep, and for 6 months of filming or something like that.
Months of filming,
yeah,
right.
So,
are they shooting them each separately?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because there's been no word on who's going to direct the next one. If it's going to be JJ or if they're going to hand it over to, Darren Aronofsky or.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that would happen.
Never know.
Really?
You never know.
Well, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't happen. So the other bits the to other pull big out thing. Is that they've established a timeline.
That's right.
30 years after the Battle of...
Yes.
Is it Yavin?
It is Yavin.
Okay. Yeah. The Battle of Yavin and not the Battle of Endor? Because that would be the
Was it the Battle of Endor? Yeah, I guess it would be the Battle of Endor.
The real news said 30 years after from Return of Jedi. Return of the Jedi.
So, yeah. I guess it is the Battle of Endor.
That'd be like
Battle of Yavin is episode one.
Episode four,
isn't it? Yeah. It's got to be the Battle of Endor.
So we're looking at about 30 years after.
Which is almost real time.
Almost real time. And that three new young leads will be taking over the franchise with a couple of familiar faces. Give me those ribs, you.
Yeah.
Hey, I see what they did there.
I don't think any of the three young familiar face blah blah, I don't think any of that is surprising at this
point. I don't think any of them are related at all.
We've been hearing the casting sheets for three people for quite some time,
right?
And we know that doesn't include the villain. I don't think anybody is shocked at the idea that the three, you know, at least Han, Luke, and Leia are coming back. That's not that surprising. So
I think Scapegoat and I were speculating. I think the three young and fresh faces have got to be the Solo twins and Ben Skywalker.
Who's Ben Skywalker?
Luke and Mara Jade's son.
I don't know. Are they going to bring in Mara Jade, you think?
You have to.
Sure.
You don't have to.
I think here's an ideal scenario. Those are the three young faces that are taking over the franchise, but we also have a younger, more precocious Anakin Solo.
Could be.
In the scene there somewhere. We were also figuring this out. We have an age-appropriate Mara Jade to go with Mark Hamill.
Okay.
Somehow they'll get that story explained, exposition, so on. There's plenty of they're going to have to do plenty of it, so we might as well just suck it up because it's going to happen.
Right.
So there's that. And then I think Adam Driver, Jason Solo. The age works.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
And if he's Jason Solo, then there's somebody who is not twin appropriate because he's enormous, which also fits in perfectly with the Skywalker line because his grandfather is enormously tall and also inherits the crazy from his grandfather.
Sure.
If you know the character from any of the novels. So there is a twinish Jaina Solo.
Right.
That kind of works. And they said that they were looking at him for a villain part. Well, Jason certainly becomes a villain.
Sure.
Whether it happens in this movie or the second movie or wherever, that sure to happen. So all that kind of pieces together as something as a possibility. Now, the other part of that is we know that they're going to pick and choose from the Thrawn trilogy.
Sure.
In the first movie. At least that's what I think is going to happen.
I don't know that we know that. I think a lot of people still think that that might happen.
Speculating.
But Jason and Jaina aren't in the Thrawn trilogy. They're after.
No, they're not.
They?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I think they're going to have to mash
some
of that together. Either we're going to get, we may get like.
I think they skipped Thrawn, to be quite honest.
Really? Yeah, I think we got to get like, and this is in all honesty, I think we got to get some like, what, 2-hour movie? A half hour of what happened during those 30 years, even if it's like 3PO is giving like some kind of history lesson. So.
You don't think they make that a different tie-in, some shit?
Of course.
Book.
There'll be an animated series comic a couple years from now.
Comic book prequel, something. Yeah. They love doing that shit. Battlefront comes out and Battlefront is in between 6 and 7. Yeah.
That could totally happen. I'm not saying it can't.
That would actually be really cool.
I'm just saying something would need to happen there. But they're clearly not looking at Cumberbatch.
No.
For Jason Solo.
No.
Or they're not looking at Hugo Weaving for Jason Solo. I would think they would be looking at those two guys. Who is the only person that you can think of that matches those archetypes? It's Thrawn. He's the only one. So I got to think that somehow they're going to work that bit in there.
Yeah,
also,
we'll
there's been talk about Ian McDiarmid.
As
somehow clone nonsense being thrown around. There's also the other great rumors this week are both about Ewan McGregor. One that he's going to be the ghost.
I'd be okay with that
of Obi-Wan Kenobi in Part 7. But the one of the standalone movies could be the Kenobi novel that just came out. So you know, there are a whole bunch of things.
Oh, absolutely. As long as there's no Hayden.
I think we're done with
Hayden. No, I think, yeah.
I think Hayden Panettiere, she's working just on maybe the hero's role. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant...
Oh, no, that was way better. Please continue talking about the better Hayden.
Wow. So, yeah, no, lots of exciting Star Wars news. And the problem is that they're so reluctant to give us any information that we're forced to do what we're doing now, which is this blind, open speculation.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though. At least now we have an official nugget to speculate off
right.
of. As opposed to prior to now, it's all been... things that Latino Review reported
right.
that no one actually believed. So,
you know, when they came out with those marshmallows,
yes,
those lightsaber marshmallows,
that was
something to speculate on.
That was, there was speculation.
So this is the second nugget, really. This, if you think about it that way.
Two nuggets.
Yep.
So yeah, Star Wars. And then while we're talking about Star Wars, of course, this came out at a board meeting, right? I think that's what it was. Bob Iger also announced Cars 3.
It's pronounced Iger.
Cars 3 and Incredibles 2.
Yeah, I'm excited for one of those, not the other.
I'm excited for the Incredibles. I mean, you're excited for Cars 3. I mean, that's
no, right. not what I meant.
In defense of Cars, I liked both of the original movies. I did not hate them. But
how'd you like Planes?
Planes was pretty weak. But
it was like Earl's car movie.
But we've been waiting for Incredibles 2 forever.
Yes.
And the holdout. And kudos, by the way, to Disney and Pixar. Was Brad Bird. They weren't going to do it unless Brad Bird wanted to.
Right.
Brad Bird is on board now, which means that he has a story to tell.
Right.
Right. He's finally comfortable and knows where he wants to go with the franchise, because they easily could have been on Incredibles 3 by now without Brad Bird. And they said no unless he was involved.
Cool.
So he wants to do it. They're going to do it. Thumbs up. That's good news.
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
That's clearly, I mean, with all the other superhero stuff going on right now, clearly makes sense for Disney to bring the Incredibles.
And they can make fun of the dark version.
Yeah, right.
All the dark versions of superheroes now. It was a different time when that came out.
You know, it's amazing. You know, you talk about
a different time.
The dark version of superheroes. I watched Assembling a Universe last night. Did either of you watch that? That was that Marvel special that aired on ABC.
Oh, no, I heard about that. That run last night?
That was last night.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I didn't see that yet.
And one of the most important things I took out of that was that Marvel somehow figured out how to actually make superheroes look like superheroes as opposed to paramilitary combatants.
Okay.
Okay.
They actually have color, and there are unique qualities to their outfits, and they're easily identifiable. It's not all just black leather. I'm just giving praise. I think there's praise to that.
Did they show anything in that special that we didn't already see or know?
Yes. A couple of pieces of concept art. We saw the costumes for Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. And when you see Whedon's Quicksilver, you go, oh, yeah, Bryan Singer really is a douchebag. So that was one thing.
Wow.
We also saw concept art of Iron Man in the Hulkbuster armor fighting Hulk, which was pretty cool looking. Some additional Ant-Man stuff, but I don't know if it was new or if it was just a really better... You know,
version
like
of
version
what we'd
of what
seen.
We'd already
right.
seen in those shitty like cell phone videos.
Right.
I'm trying to think. Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, some new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. You see some better shots of Deathlok, some information on the Clairvoyant. That was kind of cool.
The Clairvoyant.
I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good special, though. I liked it for an hour-long special that kind of summarize things.
Why didn't the Clairvoyant see how bad that show was going to suck and do something about it sooner?
I liked last week's episode, the Lady Sif episode. I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
I finally liked an episode almost fully from start to finish.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt about that episode.
Do we think it's going to close out with an appearance by Captain America?
I think it's highly likely. Well, no, I don't know, because Captain America is going to happen before the season ends. So unless it's a postscript to Captain America, which it could be.
Captain America gonna change the Marvel
universe. Yeah, I heard it's this is the end of phase 2, right?
No, phase 2 ends with Avengers 2.
That's right.
Why does everyone keep telling me that Captain America is
the Avengers
end?
Movies are always capper.
I thought that was the beginning. I thought Avengers was the beginning of phase 2.
Iron Man.
Okay,
Thor,
stop. First
Captain
of all,
America,
just
Avengers.
Just want to be very clear. I agree with you. I just had a long-spirited debate with someone who I trusted who was clearly wrong.
Who was clearly wrong.
Well, one of the things they talked about is that how Captain America really is a much more important tie-in to Avengers 2
yes.
than any of the other previous films
right. yeah.
because it takes place in the now. Steve Rogers clearly, I think, is going to become the leader, much more the leader of the team in Avengers 2. Because he really, no one was, him and Iron Man kind of.
Imagine that.
Yeah. But since you brought up Captain America and the Winter Soldier, did you hear that Sebastian Stan has a 9-picture deal, or originally signed a 9-picture deal with
That's
Marvel?
That's insane.
So.
As what?
Well. We've already two of those are used up in Caps 1 and 2.
Right.
Right.
Sebastian Stan, we should say, was Bucky.
Right. And he's playing the Winter Soldier.
Right. Fucking spoiler?
Yeah. Sorry.
Wait, what? I think somebody right now losing her. What are you fucking kidding?
I think the most obvious thing and the thing that's being talked about the most is that Chris Evans also said a couple weeks ago that when he was done with his Marvel contract, he wants to take a break from acting. So the speculation, and then the Sebastian Stan news broke. So it's, well, Winter Soldier is going to become Cap because Steve Rogers is going to go away. Mm. So
I don't think it's going to happen.
No?
No.
What else? Is he just going to be Winter Soldier for 9 films?
No, what I think is, I really don't. Chris Evans' deal was like 8 movies, wasn't
no,
it?
No, he's 9? Done after Avengers 3, I think.
After Avengers 3? Mm-hmm. So that's another Cap
so
movie?
So he has Cap 3,
uh-huh.
Avengers 2, and Avengers 3, and then he's done.
Does a post credit stinger count? Like if they show him in Guardians of the Galaxy, or, he's go, ha, that was one.
What about he was in Thor.
That's what I'm saying. Does that count? He wasn't really in Thor.
Yes, he was. That was him.
I don't think that counts as a picture.
That was Chris Evans.
Oh, was it Chris Evans?
Yes.
It was, but I don't think that counts as part of picture.
I don't know.
No, I don't think it counts as a picture deal either. But I was sure that I thought his contract was a few more movies.
No, I don't believe so.
More.
Nope.
1, 2.
I think it was
3, 4.
I think it
five,
was six.
Picture deal. That's
I think it was
it?
Six.
That's interesting. Well, I guess we'll wait. And
I like
see.
How we can say that now. Only six. That's a fuck ton of movies.
No, it is. No, it's
of course.
That. It's
but
that.
Sebastian Stan is 9.
9. Yeah. And what about Sam Jackson? Is like he had like a 15-picture deal, didn't he? Or
yeah,
something?
But when 99% of your screen time is about a minute and a half long.
That's true.
It's it's barely.
Hey
right.
Caps. Hey Cap. How's it going? Pay me.
Right. Clearly, Nick Fury's role is more important in the Avengers films, right, than it is in the individual.
Right. I've got my eye on you.
Although it looks like he's going to be pretty heavy in Cap 2.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some speculation.
Yeah. There's some speculation.
Anyway.
But anyway, so Sebastian Stan, 9-picture deal. So
wow.
I think he becomes Captain America.
Well, that would be interesting.
That's what I think.
I guess.
And then if Chris Evans ever wants to come back, it's easy to bring him back. You make Winter Soldier again, just the good version of the Winter Soldier.
Somebody
you
says
bring
the,
Cap back as Cap.
And somebody says the trigger word, and he goes back to being Winter Soldier.
No, but in the current Marvel Universe, isn't he...
It's waffles.
Isn't he good guy Winter Soldier?
In what movie?
In the books.
Yeah, he
is. He's Winter Soldier,
yeah.
But he's... He's no longer
right.
He's brainwashed Winter Soldier.
He's good. Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
What else was in the news there in your
There were some trailers
pile?
This week.
Let's all go.
Well, you don't have to do that, Scapegoat, because we have a clip.
Oh, it's almost like
now.
It's playing.
Production value.
It's playing. Can you hear it?
I can.
I know you guys scoff at production value, but I'm
I don't scoff at production value. It's playing.
I don't scoff at all.
I like a little production
There's a
value.
Dancing hot dog. Dancing popcorn
just,
is very adorable.
I'm just saying... I think it's funny. That's all.
Two trailers this week I wanted to bring up.
Both Alike and Dignity in Fair Verona, where we lay us. Oh, I thought we were doing the whole Shakespeare thing this time around.
The first one comes to us from 20th Century Fox and Blue Sky Studios. That is the Peanuts trailer.
So.
I like it.
I like
it. And I'll tell you why I like it. I think that it was very true to the original animation.
Yeah.
There were things that the way Snoopy's ears moved, the way Charlie Brown's mouth moved, they could have very, very easily kind of taken those little tiny things that made it and ignored it and polished it. And those seem to be there.
But it still looks flat enough to, like, did you notice, like, the background didn't seem like it was very far away? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It felt 3D, but flat enough.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. And I like that. Was it Schultz's son?
I'm not gonna,
is working on the script, I believe.
Yeah. I'm not going to see it in 3D. I'm not going to see it in IMAX. I want to see it
I want to see
straight.
It, just see it straight
but
up.
I'm such a huge Peanuts fan. I'm a little skeptical because there has been no, short of the comic book that's out now, there's been no Peanuts stuff that wasn't written by Schultz. So I am a little hesitant about this, but I'm going to at least give it a shot. I'm a fan of the strip. I'm a fan of Charles Schultz. So I feel like I have to give this a shot.
Yeah, I think at least stylistically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it.
Definitely, they did it. Definitely, and it was really funny, too. The trailer was really funny.
Yeah.
Captures the essence.
It does capture the essence.
Did you watch it, Scapegoat?
Yeah.
Every time Charlie Brown goes to talk and Snoopy just jumps in the way. I mean, that's really funny stuff.
It was a good gag. It was a good Peanuts gag, you know?
Yep.
The other trailer was the final Spider-Man 2 trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to see it. Like, I'm sort of intrigued by it.
I know that I'm going to see it.
What we didn't talk about last week is that Rhino, in an attempt to address the concern about too many villains in the film, Rhino was in it for less than 4 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. He's in it for almost no time at all. And they showed him in that trailer.
They did show him in that trailer. Yeah. And he still looks like a Transformer.
He is a Transformer.
So there's that. I don't know. The trailer looked okay. I still hate Electro.
Rhino,
I don't think I like Jamie Foxx as part of the problem.
Okay.
I don't like the way Electro looks. Goblin still looks stupid to me.
Yep.
But Spider-Man looks like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of torn. Mm-hmm. Like, he feels very Spider-Man.
Scapegoat and I today saw the Lego movie.
Okay.
Long overdue. Will Arnett Batman. That's all I'm saying. So, Scapegoat seemed to think that he saw Doc Ock's arm.
He did. And Vulture's wings.
No. Like, in action sequence.
Oh, I don't believe so.
I may have been hallucinating. It's not possible.
I know
what you're talking about. The Sinister Six in the basement thing.
Yeah.
But, like, at one of the crazy 3D, you know, one take flying across the screen scenes, it looked like Doc Ock's arm was reaching out and he had to dodge it.
Hmm.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I mean, I've seen other things that have leaked. Like, there's one sequence where you see, like, I think it's a computer shot in the Oscorp lab, and apparently someone like screen capped it and blew it up. And there's reference to Dr. Morbius. There's reference to the Venom project. So there's other things that they're teasing.
It's the Osborn Evil Factory.
Yeah, it is. Everything Oz, everything bad.
These are all supposed to be helping people, but they just keep turning people into fucking monsters and villains.
They keep on turning my son into Jack Frost. it's really...
Wow.
He looks like Jack Frost. It's silly. It's silly. The glider looks cool. Kind of like the glider.
It's derivative.
We'll see it and we'll talk about it when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I'm going to scream, so you should just be prepared.
Why?
What is that piece of news that you're going to read there?
Oh, it's the next Wolverine film is coming directly after Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. Did you hear the Marvel news this week about Wolverine?
No, what?
They're killing him.
Again.
In the comics.
In Origins 2, right?
They're killing him. No, not in all books. There's going to be a book called, like, Wolverine the End. And the character Wolverine is going to die in the fall, like in September.
For now.
And from what I understand...
Horse.
Jean Grey is going to go inside of his body.
Oh, yeah?
And
really?
And bring him back for a year, but as Jean Grey.
No.
It'll be a whole coming out story.
So, are you guys excited for Wolverine number one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So,
of whores.
Bunch of silly.
Did they say anything else about that Wolverine movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
They said it's not going to shoot until after X-Men Apocalypse.
Correct. Yeah, that was the news. That it's the next film after X-Men
Director,
Apocalypse.
Director, we know anything about that?
No.
Metal back on?
Yes, I believe so. I think we'll see Metal back on in the future.
Yes,
me too.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited
So there's
for.
All of that.
And what else?
Gotham. Did you see the screen caps for the filming of Gotham? We got a good look at the guy playing Oswald Cobblepot and the guy playing Jim Gordon. Okay. The guy playing Cobblepot looks okay. I guess.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That about sums it up there.
About more exciting than that. How about the first images of Matt Ryan as Constantine?
Yes.
Or the MC pilot? He actually looks like Constantine.
He does look like Constantine.
Like nailed it. Like the haircut, the outfit. So,
yeah, no, it's pretty good.
I mean,
what do we know Matt Ryan from?
It's pretty good likeness.
I don't know.
I'm looking.
It is a good likeness. I mean, so at least aesthetically.
Criminal Mind, Suspect Behavior.
Yeah, but it was like one episode as like
Torchwood.
Bad guy
the
number
tutors.
Two.
Tutors. He was in the Tutors. I don't recognize him from the
Yeah,
tutors.
I think it's all bit pieces. Which that's okay. I'm okay with that. Hub announced the new Transformers cartoon where the art looks like garbage. This is gonna take place directly after Transformers Prime. and it's going to center around Bumblebee.
Transformers, no one watches the hub.
I like Prime, and Rescue Bots is actually a really good show. It's well received, so there you go. Yeah. That's it. That's all I have for the news.
Woo! Yeah. And this has been Big Kes Geek Stuff. No.
Do you guys have anything else? Am I missing? I feel like maybe I'm missing. So. There was a Days of Future Past teaser trailer that was on Instagram. Was a teaser of a teaser of a trailer, which is really a teaser when you think about it.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm tired of that shit.
When are we getting an
Cap.
A second? Oh, really?
I believe it's before Cap.
Oh, lovely.
We get the full trailer.
That's in like
That's in 2 weeks. April 4th, Cap opens. I believe, hopefully, we'll go see it on April 5th.
After the Geek Flea?
After Geek Flea. Sweet. You're welcome to come if you want.
I would not be opposed to that.
All right.
Nor will he be available for
that. Oh, because it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Damn you.
But, I told him that he should
I know.
Come to Geek Flea.
Not far enough in advance.
Yeah. But anyway, needless to say and nonetheless.
When did we start talking about Geek Flea being on April 5th?
We could talk about it right now. A
couple weeks ago, right?
We did start talking about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, and how
but
far?
Like two? Not three or four?
No, like definitely three or four.
And I think we knew the date was April 5th long before we started talking.
It's almost like one should have told me earlier.
It's almost like one should have the responsibility to know what events are coming.
You know what I noticed? Both of you tweeted.
Yeah.
Yep.
On Monday.
No.
No, technically.
I don't know.
Technically. Yeah.
Those tweets were dated the 9th, or not the 9th, whatever Monday was, the 16th,
the 17th. I'm sorry that I watch late. Okay.
Yeah, I do too. It's the same thing. I tweeted at like 2 in the morning.
Listen, in all seriousness, kudos to both of you for following
Pacific
through.
Pacific time.
Did you did you want to tell me how boring Walking Dead is?
No, so I don't watch it anymore.
That I could punch you in the face?
No, I don't watch it anymore.
You should binge watch it. Decided today, Scapegoat and I, that people who think it's boring should just binge watch it.
That's fine.
Because it'll make more sense.
I'm not going to binge watch. I'm letting you know now, I'm done with Walking Dead.
That's too bad.
Do you know what you should watch
week's
instead,
episode,
Hannibal, is what I'm guessing.
Yes, that is correct.
Last week's episode was freaking amazing.
That's what I've heard.
All right, I'm just saying.
I don't want to binge watch half a season to get to one episode where I'm like, yeah, because every season there's at least one episode where I'm like, yeah, but the rest of the season is like pulling my fucking fingernails out with a pair of pliers. I don't want to do it.
Speaking of pulling fingernails out with a pair of pliers.
Can we talk about Archer? Because that show has been shit this season.
What?
Have you been watching it?
Yeah.
I can't stand Pam. They've completely killed Pam for me.
Oh, you don't like Pam?
No, she's annoying.
She's a different character.
The fucking cocaine thing, it's done. It's over.
You know, I hope they do something about it soon. I'm getting a little tired of her antics.
I will say.
The reason why my friend is really pissed about Pam is because he's oddly attracted to her now.
Oh, well, she's kind of cute now. She's skinny with big boobs. Did you watch the most recent episode?
No, I did not.
There's one part. All I'm going to say is it's on a raft, and it's very funny.
Yeah,
Archer has some great lines.
There's still funny moments in the show. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to switch up halfway through the season.
Pam and the other one, too. The country singer now. They're both almost unwatchable for me.
No, I think the country singer thing is
funny.
No,
it's terrible.
You know what's really sad?
What?
That the country songs aren't bad.
No, and they put out an album.
Yeah, it's an album.
A legit album.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's like an unknown country singer who's actually doing all
the voice
stuff.
The work.
Yeah, it's really good. She's good.
So yes, I think with that now, we could probably take our first break.
Cool.
And with that, OG, we will take that first break here on an unremarkable episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, number 200.
Or 322.
322.
Tis not a milestone.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
People of Earth, don't get lost in space trying to find the next convention. Come to the best and only Geek Flea.
Geek Flea 77.
It's coming Saturday, April 5th, 2014 in Kearney, New Jersey.
Geek Flea 77.
Hang out with Team Unwinnable. Stop by the church ladies and grab some baked goods.
Geek Flea 77.
We'll have you floating into space with our raffles. We also have DJ spinning all day.
All day.
Blast off at
Geek Flea 77.
Sponsored by Luke Lounge, Paradox Comics, Marquee, Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Iris Records, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com.
Geek-ly-7-7.
You won't want to miss this event, even if it's the last day on Earth.
Geek-ly-7-7.
Saturday, April 5th at the First Presbyterian Church of Kearney, 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey, at
Geek-ly-7-7.
No one can hear you scream.
Hey, it's Laszlo from Los Santos, San Andreas. You're listening to the loneliest man in show business. It's Game Stuff with Coke Logic.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes has been released for the Xboxes and PlayStations. Besides the digital download version for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 being $20, the game will run you $30. Which for a single 2-hour mission carved out of the real game, Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain, feels like a ripoff. Yes, they've padded the game with some time trials and leaderboard crap. Kinda like how if you read a 200-page book twice, suddenly it's a 400-page book. It's so tempting to play the next-gen Metal Gear game on your brand new next-gen console, but maybe wait for a sale. If Ground Zeroes is financially successful, we have all sent the wrong message and more studios will start selling you demos for $30. Maybe they should have just called it Early Access. Sony has announced their virtual reality headset, Project Morpheus. Fuck yeah. It's being developed exclusively for the PlayStation 4 and will not be compatible with PC, which seems like a mistake, but I guess they'd rather drive people to the PlayStation 4. There's no price or date, and it won't even be for sale this year. But just know that virtual reality is confirmed for PlayStation 4. Fuck yeah. Watch Dogs, which was delayed from November's next-gen launch to sometime in the spring, finally has a release date of May 27th. Fantastic. But of course, there's always something wrong. The latest Watch Dogs trailer shows noticeable and significant downgrades in the visuals. A change in lighting, texture, and atmosphere which made the original Watch Dogs announcement so appealing. While there are many conspiracies flying around, there's not enough clarification on what the hell is going on. On a side note, Dark Souls 2 is just as guilty of this new downgrade bullshit. The only reason why Dark Souls 2 isn't a complete outrage is it's not coming to the next-gen consoles like Watch Dogs. The good news is the developers have 2 months to fix all the revisions they've made for when Watch Dogs is released on Xbox 360, Xbox One, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and PC on May 27th. Unless they delay it again. Images of Assassin's Creed Unity have leaked to the internet. It's not clear if that's the title of the next game or a codename, but I'm betting since it isn't Assassin's Creed 5 Unity, using that unit shifting numeral, that it's just a codename. This is one of two Assassin's Creed games this year. One game for the next gen, and a different game for the last gen. The setting seems to be 18th century France. It's also noteworthy this seems to be a fresh character, and not Black Flag 2. The Witcher 3 has been delayed to February 2015. Kind of a bummer, the game looks great. Mario Kart 8 has a release date of May 30th. A great game to play on whatever Nintendo's next system is after the Wii U, because the Wii U is a dud. And finally, I'm 18 hours into Dark Souls 2, and I don't think I'm even half over with the game. It's so fucking good. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with... we're going to get to Suburban Vinyl, but first...
I jumped the gun. Who shot first, really? That's the question that we want to know.
I believe he was on the grassy knoll.
episode 16 references.
It's not who shot first. Who's the only fucking person to
shoot?
It was Han Solo.
Oh my God.
Who shot first? That's the way I love those guys. Who shot first? Your mother shot first. There was only one shot fired. It was Han Solo. The end.
Greedo never shot at all?
He didn't. You have that version.
I know.
Wow.
That was intense.
Who shot first? Shut the fuck up. There was one shot.
You know what also is intense? Ones and Twos, a toilet seat art show from Suburban Vinyl coming up Friday, March 28th.
Nice.
From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey, of course, at 4 Frederick
28th,
Street.
28th, when is that? Is that next week?
That is next week. Yes, I believe it is next week.
Are you going to go?
Come join us for a little something different. We are having a toilet seat art show featuring custom toilet seats from a variety of very talented artists. I'm going to try to go. Cool. It's a Friday night, so Friday nights are always...
Iffy,
but I'm gonna try.
All right,
especially
go,
Friday night at 6 is really.
I understand that if you go there on that day and you mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you will get a lollipop.
Ooh, wow!
Yeah, just saying.
Sounds fancy.
That's a thing that they do.
You know, there is a coupon code if you shop the fantastic suburbanvinyl.com as well.
I did not know that.
And you should did know that. You even know what the coupon code is, but Scapegoat is going to tell it to you.
I have no idea what the coupon code is.
Scapegoat?
Is it Big Kev?
It is, in fact, Big Kev.
Nice guess.
And if you use coupon code Big Kev, you will get
10% off your entire order.
That is correct, sir. So please go to suburbanvinyl.com and buy something fantastic today. And if you are local, please come out to the ones and two shows next week.
Yes.
Friday 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. For candy and toys and art. Poo art. It's kind of like pop art.
It's not poo art, sir. It's ones and twos, toilet. What wasn't this like? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Was this not my idea?
I don't think this was
your
idea.
Did this not? No, I'm serious. Was this not a joke that I made?
I don't recall.
When we were at the last show, I swear to God, it was a joke that we made.
I like ones and twos, though. It's a very punny reference. I get it.
I'm just saying.
Get it? I hope they have a DJ. Sure,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
That this show is a result of a joke I made with Blink Snap. No, it's not Snap.
It's not Snap. I thought you were going to call him Snatch for a second.
Smack.
Wow.
Whatever you call him. I'm pretty sure this was a joke that we were just punning around at the Valentine's Day show.
Right.
And here we are.
And here we are.
It's an interesting medium.
Right. I'll give you that.
I think I'm right.
There you go. So ones and twos at Suburban Vinyl on March 20th.
Suburban?
Suburban.
Suburban.
I think I had some bourbon.
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburban. Is this another drinking episode for you?
Do you see any alcohol in this room? No, because I got rid of all the empty beer bottles this morning.
well done.
Recycling day.
It is recycling day. It's true. Let's move forward with what we have to talk about tonight. Of course, earlier in the show, we did do a reading from William Shakespeare's The Empire Strikes Back. So we can re-mention that came out.
Yeah, 1495 is going to get you the entire thing. Of course, it's hysterically funny. If you haven't read the first one, you definitely should pick them both up. I can only imagine that Return of the Jedi, or The Jedi Returneth, is, I'm sure, in the works as we speak.
Sure.
A couple of other things for you to check out this week. Some comic books. Red Hood and the Outlaws, 29. Also, Batman and... 29. I don't say who it is. It's Aquaman this particular time, right. But it's, you know, it's the Batman team up book. Batman Beyond Universe number 8 just keeps getting better and better in my opinion. And what's that you have there? Harley Quinn number 4?
Yeah, I'm actually I don't hate it. I kind of like it.
I don't hate it either, but it isn't Harley Quinn.
I don't know. I feel like it's finally Harley Quinn. The Harley Quinn that's not tied to the Joker.
I know. That's the problem.
But I like it, though. I like that she's not just a sidekick.
Meh.
All right.
And also a book I know that you've been waiting for, OG, but not really at all. It's Saga Volume 3.
One of the best books currently being written and put out there. That book is fantastic.
Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples.
Love her artwork.
Doing the honors on this book. I'm really excited. I really like the first two volumes. Scapegoat, how did you like the first
I just want to just very quickly point out, I finally found an ad for Arrow that not a shirtless man.
Everyone's wearing all of their clothing.
It's so confusing.
A shirtless woman in an ad for Arrow?
I don't understand.
I'd be okay with any one of the three or four females.
Agreed.
On the show. Yeah. Speaking of Arrow, very quickly, tonight is the Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
So by the time you listen to this tomorrow, we will know for sure whether or not Harley Quinn is in the episode.
Nice.
So Saga. Scapegoat. Are you enjoying Scapegoat? Saga?
Did you enjoy Volume 1 of Saga?
I want... you mean the one that you lent me? Never? That one?
I'm just saying.
The one that was never lent to me by you.
This wasn't meant for you to attack me. This was meant for I wanted your opinion on the book.
Hashtag follow through.
Now hold on. Now I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call him out.
On the other hand, this fine gentleman over here did provide me with Saga.
With almost all of the issues
that
up
to date. That is correct. Of course, he handed them over physically.
That's right.
The physical copies that he's purchased. Physically.
That's right.
Yes.
From retailer Y. And we were going to talk on a future episode more about the overall kind of view.
So all right. I'll be caught up reading by then and I'll be able to contribute.
All right.
Fantastico.
Product?
I don't have it here. Oh, you have something. Do yours first.
Yeah. Well, I have...
Don't tell them that. They'll never know.
I know. You're right.
The latest... I guess these are new, But basically what this is it's a Mego Joker figure.
Now, this is not like the other Mego figures that came out previously.
Right. Well, we should say that nowhere on this package does it say Mego, but that is clearly a Mego Joker. But,
yeah, and they've got a bunch of them, because I know there's a Green Arrow coming as well. Yes. Although I didn't think that he was the price that you quoted me. I thought he was considerably cheaper.
I don't know.
Thought they
What's
were
that
20.
One that you have there? Is that an original?
No, that is the Maddie Collector,
right?
Inspired by Mego,
right?
Figures that right. they put out.
I think it's
going to
be the same. I think it's the same company did this.
Oh no, I believe it is a different company.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
figures. Toy.
Matt S, my fellow Green Arrow fan. I know that you're going to be listening to this tomorrow. Who is the company that is putting these out? Because I know you know. Because I know you've already ordered your Green Arrow piece. So
you can check more about these at figurestoycompany.com, spelled out. And this is the 8-inch officially licensed 8-inch figures: Batman, Robin, Riddler, Joker, Penguin, and Catwoman. I did not see Penguin or Catwoman today, though.
It's possible they're not all out yet.
Joker, Batman, Robin, and Riddler. They are, I mean, essentially, this is straight up. It's a Mego Joker. It's right down to the suit, the sculpt, and the head is a Mego. It's just a repop of a Mego Joker.
Yeah, even the shoes, like the removable shoes and everything. Yeah, these are great. And is that resealable packaging?
I believe it
is resealable packaging.
Is it resealable?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that why it has that little clasp at the top?
I believe so. And because if you look, it's not actually.
It is resealable.
Heat sealed. It's just got the pops.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Nice.
That means I need two.
Really?
One to open and one to.
Don't you got that Arrow and Dead?
Hopefully I'll have that next week. The Arrow and Deathstroke piece?
Fucking expensive shit.
I know, but I pre-ordered it and paid for it so long ago. It barely counts.
It feels like it's free.
Not per figure. Yeah. Per figure cost, not as expensive as this one.
No. So there you go.
This is going to run you, I think these are running like $30.
Yeah.
Which is
I seem to think that I had seen them for $20.
Maybe.
But I could be
wrong. If you got one for $20, God bless you.
Just check the internets.
Yeah, check the interwebs.
See what's going on the interwebs.
What we do have, the other piece we have here, this is the...
You said we didn't have it here.
No, but I got it during our chat there. I reached over and grabbed it from the shelf.
But you were on the mic.
I reached over.
But I didn't see
and
you.
Grabbed it from the shelf. This is the new October Toys minifigure.
Deceptive.
It's Brock-a-tall is the figure.
Brock-a-tall.
It is like a little spear of broccoli.
Oh, that's cute. Can you hand me that real quick?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Take a look. It is designed...
Don't drop him.
Ooh. It is designed and sculpted by George Gaspar from October Toys and Toy Break. This was released already over the weekend, and it sold out.
Boom!
But the important part about this is that it is the third, or actually technically it's the fourth sculpt now in the October Toys minifigure line.
Is Deadbeat one of those?
Deadbeat is the first sculpt.
Right.
Zombie Faden, which was also released, is the second one.
I want to.
That's the O'Neill design one.
Can I get in on this somehow? Like, can
then
I?
Then the little toy break dude.
Yeah.
Is
and
the
this
third
is
one.
Broccoli.
Brock-a-tall, yep.
Right. And there's beets. I want to do. Can I like design like onion or tomato?
I talked to George.
In the October
get a,
toys
get a tomato,
salad.
Get a tomato, call it beefsteak. Whole character right there. You're welcome.
Talk to George.
I should do that.
But hopefully we'll see more of
crouton,
the version.
Crouton.
Yeah.
He's crouton. But C-R-E-W.
Yeah.
So he's like a gangster.
So you can get a couple
crouton.
Of them.
You hear all these, you hear all
crouton,
these ideas?
Son. It's crouton.
Yeah. You hear all these ideas, George?
He's throwing up a
gangster romaine.
Sign.
He's got
the
romaine.
Fountain of ideas.
Crouton and romaine. I'm telling you. 100%.
Done.
Good.
Quick, more of them before George takes the rest of them.
I don't know. You're giving him all your ideas.
No, those are mine. I'm working on those. Crouton is mine.
So hopefully we'll see more color variants on Brock-a-tall. The Zombie Faden is still available for sale. These are $2 a piece, by the way.
What
so they're
was,
cheap. They're
what
easy
if it
to
was
get.
Bromaine?
Crouton.
Bro. Maine.
Bro. You know what I mean, bro? Bromaine.
It's like, it's a romaine lettuce, but it's like a surfer dude. Bromaine.
Crouton and bromaine. Bromaine.
Bromaine.
Bromaine.
I'm picturing like an animated series or like a Sunday comic strip. There's something very...
You're getting into some licensing issues that I don't think we should be discussing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not yet. We got to file the patents.
Milk and cheese. I mean...
Get all the copyrights.
Wow. There are vinyl figures of those somewhere. I wish
are
to God.
Are there vinyl figures of those somewhere?
I know there is.
Who put them out?
I 100 years ago, it could have been DC. It could have been DC Direct.
Did DC have the license to those?
Was it DC? I can't. I know.
Maybe it was Diamond.
I want to say I'm about 65% sure that there are milk and cheese figures out there. Who made them? When or whatever? I remember them in my head, which could mean anything. But if they actually do exist, I wish to God that I had them.
What's Evan Dorkin doing these days?
About a gram a day. No, that's terrible.
That is terrible. No, seriously, what is he doing? Is he working?
I have no idea.
I keep on seeing it. I see his name pop up from time
little
to
things.
Time,
yeah, but I have no idea.
Nothing.
Is
nothing
he doing
like
something online?
I don't know. I thought he was doing something for a major publisher, actually.
Doesn't he do that strip Sluggy Freelance? Isn't that?
No. No, that's Chris Abrams.
Oh, that's right. Chris Abrams does that.
He listens still, doesn't he? I haven't heard from him in a while, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, he totally listens.
I know. Pete, we love you.
Yeah.
Love
come
you,
on,
Pete.
Come on the show, Pete.
Anytime you want. You're always welcome. Of course, while we're rambling on about milk and cheese and Sluggy Freelance,
and
both
salad.
Excellent books and salad and all these other things, you may hear the wrap-up music playing in the background,
ooh.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay.
It's called production value.
It is production value. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
yeah,
you, scapegoat.
That's what it
no
is.
Problem.
You know what it's called? The death of democracy. That's what it's called.
Right. Exactly.
That's fine.
That's how production value works.
That's right.
We want this to happen. Well, let's talk about it for 20. Fuck you. It's happening. Production
we,
value.
We just
this show is just slowly turning into Crimea.
We moved into the wrap up. We took it over and replaced it with just some music.
Exactly.
We just you know.
That's how we do it.
You annex the end of the show.
We're putting on some production value. Can
yeah.
we move
wow.
on with the rest of the show?
Wow, are we putting on some production? Holy
can
ham.
Can you please stop stalling and let us get to the end of the
holy
show?
Holy ham-handed.
Can you please, can you please let that happen?
Well, you talked to Captain
just,
Punny
just
over
let it be.
Here.
Just let it be.
I don't think he got it.
I don't think he got it either. I went through three puns without him noticing. It's been great so far.
Fantastic. All right, don't forget, right. you can check us out online. Oh, wait. There's more.
There's more.
Congratulations to
a winner.
To Jim F. At Chonada on Twitter for winning the Chris Dolfer Sumo Trooper contest.
Nice. What's his name? Chonada?
Yes, Chonata, I think it is.
Oh.
Chonada.
I believe that's it. I could be spelling it wrong.
He's like,
but he'll know.
He's like, it's actually pronounced Chonita.
It might be.
Really?
Actually, you know what?
Really? Bespin?
He actually, that gentleman is the gentleman who did the Pirate Baby Deadbeat giveaway for us. He's the artist behind that piece.
Oh, cool.
That we had like
nice.
Two or three contests.
Oh,
like
awesome.
This. So, yeah. So check out his work as well. But he is the winner, so congratulations.
Congratulations, dude.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Wee.
You can check us out on Twitter at GeekStuffOG.
Scapegoat GS.
BK Geek Stuff.
Oh,
there
progress.
You go.
Progress being made.
Of course, you can check us out on Facebook. If you are on Facebook and you don't like the show, please like the show. Not that it matters because, you know, with Facebook's new algorithm, only like two of you actually see anything that gets posted. So,
wait,
so thank you
it,
for
why
that.
Why is that?
It's because what? they want you to promote posts. And in order to promote a post, you have to pay money. So like you have 100 followers, but let's say for the sake of conversation, we have 100 followers and you post something. Not all 100 people that like your page will actually see it in their feed. Only like a handful. And then like you could boost those numbers through like sharing and likes and stuff like that. But it's so stupid.
That seems dumb.
Yeah, it's Facebook. And I think that's it. Am I missing anything?
Well, you know, there's one other way they can contact us.
Oh, the GVM line.
They wanted to call us. You know,
that's
give,
right.
Give us a ring.
At?
It's 867-5309.
It's
425.
I don't believe that's it. But that was good. You got that from a bathroom stall.
It's 425-920-6050. So hit us up at the GVM line.
And
yes.
You may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kids.
You may.
You may.
And with that.
Yes, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes by saying good night, Hal Douglas, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.